The owners of Connecticut Yankee, the nation's oldest active nuclear power plant, have decided to shut down the generator 10 years ahead of schedule. Northeast Utilities supplies power to Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire. It's one of the country's largest and most profitable utility companies. But this past year, four of its five nuclear reactors were forced offline because of safety concerns. Industry analysts say the decision to close the Connecticut Yankee plant early is in part a consequence of deregulation. From Fairfield, Vita Christie reports.
Over its 28-year history, Connecticut Yankee generated power 71% of the time, an exceptional record when compared with other plants around the country. It also generated huge profits for Northeast Utilities and its stockholders. But over the last year, three of the utility's five nuclear power plants were shut down by the NRC because of safety concerns. The three troubled reactors were placed on the federal agency's watch list and are not expected to go back online anytime soon. Then more safety problems were discovered by the federal agency, and Connecticut Yankee was shut down. This forced the company to purchase replacement power from other utilities in the region to meet customer demand. Since then, an economic study conducted by NU showed that purchasing replacement power would be cheaper than bringing Connecticut Yankee back online. Northeast Utility spokesman Tony Naricchio.
The decision to close Connecticut Yankee to save ratepayers' money is an economic decision about one plant. It does not affect the future of any other nuclear plant, although it may be repeated in other places.
Company officials say they have not scheduled similar economic studies of the three plants that are still on the NRC's watch list. But when pressed, they did admit that similar economic studies are likely soon. As deregulation of the utility industry moves ahead, energy analysts and environmentalists concerned about the risk of nuclear power say the availability of abundant, cheaper power from other parts of the country could mean the closing of marginal nuclear plants in the Northeast. Ralph Cavanna, an economist and energy expert for the Natural Resources Defense Council, says a deregulated market will make it harder for companies to keep expensive, poorly run nuclear plants in service because it will be harder to pass higher operating costs on to customers.
The right answer here, it seems to us, is you have to hold every nuclear plant operator to a stringent standard of safety. That's the job of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. If they cannot operate economically and meet those standards, they should shut down. Everybody in a marketplace has an obligation to operate safely and meet a competitive standard. And so the clear test here is if you can't operate, if you cannot meet stringent standards of safety and meet the market test, then indeed the plant should be retired, and no one should mourn that. That's the way market economies work. Old inefficient equipment gets retired from time to time.
Advocates of nuclear power say it will continue to supply a significant portion of the nation's energy. Industry groups also say the cost of generating nuclear power has dropped at many plants. According to NU officials, the closing of Connecticut Yankee could save consumers in the long haul, but it may also mean the loss of several hundred jobs. It will take 7 years and about $400 million to fully decommission the plant. For National Public Radio, I'm Vita Christie in New Haven, Connecticut.